Ryan Burrow is in our studio, WGN Radio News Director, who is the expert on all things Olympics. Yesterday, he brought by Noelle Malkomaki, who was just a wonderful presence in the studio.
Yeah.
Paralympian, shot putter
yeah.
from DePaul, formerly of Decatur. Who did you bring in today?
I've got Tori Franklin.
Tori is here in our studio, a Michigan State grad or student and formerly of Evanston. Is that right?
That's me.
Hold on a second. I'll turn your microphone on. Try that one. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
By the way, you know, I was kidding about telling her that I was the president of the French club.
But
go ahead.
I was actually in French club as well, so.
Suddenly we have a connection.
Hey, you know, you've got the Paris Olympics coming up. It all makes sense.
Exactly. Eh? It's useful.
Are you looking forward to trying some of your French in France?
Of course. Yes, I'm so excited. I've been doing Duolingo every day. I have like a 70-day streak right now, so.
Nice. Have you been to France before?
I have. I used to live there for about a year and a half.
Oh, well, then you're probably very fluent in French.
Yes, I'm quite good.
What were you doing in France for a year?
I was training.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
For these games?
It was before the Tokyo Olympics, and I was going to stay there through the Paris Olympics.
I see. Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't think we appreciate what training means for an Olympic.
And it's interesting because we're very lucky that she's here right now. She spends most of her time actually in Europe, and she'll be heading there later this week, Friday?
Yep,
is that
Friday.
When you're headed back?
Mm-hmm.
Partially to train more and partially to get acquainted with the time zone. So
yeah, right.
It's not weird when she lands for the opening ceremonies.
Yep.
What does training mean for a triple jumper? What do you do?
Well, for me, it requires 9 training sessions in a 6-day period, about 2 to 4 hours a day, lots of running, tons of jumping, like repetition. It's strenuous.
I don't think we fully appreciate what it means. We see the people suddenly pop on the screen and we say, run fast, jump. We have no idea the work that it requires.
Yes, yes.
What's the key to being a triple jumper?
Physically, I would say, you know, having long legs and minimal hips, you know, we're all kind of boxes, but it works out for us. And it's the speed, I think, but it really depends. Some athletes are power jumpers and some are speed jumpers, and I am a speed jumper.
That means that obviously you can run really fast and then you
carry that speed through the phases.
So rather than jumping really high, you're trying to maybe stretch it out really far?
Correct. Well, every triple jumper wants to jump far. You know, going high will be detrimental to the jump. But like if a power jumper would not need as much speed because they have a lot of power to push through each phase, and I maybe have like a little less, so I use my speed to carry me through each phase.
Why train in Europe? I mean, you could do probably all of those things that you're doing there here in the U.S., right?
Theoretically, yes. I mean, I have for many years of my life. But there's a coach in Greece that I believe is the best out there. And the way that we think about the event, the way that we train, the way that he talks to me, it just is better for me, and I have done amazingly with him.
You know what, John? The one thing she was talking about, the physical aspect of it, but a lot of what she does has a mental aspect to it. And one of the things that she really pushes is trying to get to that proper mental aspect. We've talked to a lot of Olympians about this, about the mental health, failure versus success and really kind of pushing through that and trying to become your best self. And she's really dedicated a big part of her life to that mental aspect.
Mm-hmm. Do you share that? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So for me, mental health has been a huge aspect of my success. I had struggled with depression for many different phases of my life, and I've had to kind of find a way to bring myself back up, bring my self-love, my self-worth up, and all of that translates into my success on the track. And now I use the lessons that I've learned, the tips that I've gained, to try to help other people to build their self-worth as well.
You post videos about that.
I do, and I also have written a lot about it in my book.
Tell me about your book.
My book is called You Anthem, and the first half about it is about my mental health journey and the different tricks that I use to kind of bring myself back, whether that's meditation or yoga or other visualization exercises. And then the second half is how I applied all of these tricks to go from what I called my Tokyo failure to success and being the first American woman to medal in the women's triple jump 1 year later.
Wow. Did you hear that? Tokyo failure. She made the Olympics for Team USA to go to Tokyo and came back and thought it was a failure. I mean, that's hard for any of us to understand.
I thought about that the other day when I was watching the Olympic swim trials, and I thought every person in the pool must feel so accomplished, and yet they're trying to make the American team. And if they're so fortunate to make the American team, then they got to swim against the world. Mm-hmm. So I see there's plenty of opportunity to quote unquote fail, but mm-hmm. I'm watching these people as all winners. That's the conversation you're having with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What was the Tokyo failure, though? What happened in Tokyo?
In Tokyo, I didn't make the finals. I competed the worst I've literally ever competed in my life. And I was just so disappointed with myself and so embarrassed. And I didn't want to carry the OLY in the end of my name. I didn't feel like I deserved it.
OLY.
Oli.
That's a special designation that only Olympians can have. So you and I can't sign that way. She can.
It's like an MD, but
OLY. Mm-hmm. I get it. And you actually thought you didn't deserve that anymore.
Correct.
Wow. That's, I guess that's a struggle that athletes at your level have to go through sometimes. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that works then. And if you're successful on the track, you feel good about yourself. If you feel good about yourself, you tend to do well on the track. Mm-hmm. I suppose if that thing turns the other way, it can be a very painful spiral as well.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a big part of athletes who identify too much with their sport and not letting any failures in your sport or failures on the track cycle into your mentality about yourself.
I think we can all relate to that on some level.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is you do, if you fail at that, then you feel bad about yourself. And if you fail bad about yourself, then you're not like, you know, you got to find a way to change gear. How do we do that? How do we shift into a more positive mode?
Yeah, I think it's all about just figuring out how we identify, right? We put too many labels on ourselves. Like, I'm not just a track athlete. I'm not just a daughter, you know, all of these things. I'm none of these things. I am really just a being, like a soul of light. And that's my only identifier. And the only thing I need to do is to continue to shine that light. Anything else is something that I do because it brings me joy.
And one of the things we talked about in the interview prior to this is, you know, she's got it's live happy is your kind of your mantra and your website and everything like that. But it's not as though you need to live happy. We all are scared. We're sad. And you have to accept that and understand that I don't need to just be happy all the time. I need to be what I am.
Exactly. Accepting those emotions and not identifying with those emotions as well.
So you could be a counselor after your track career is over.
I do want to do some work with counseling.
How old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 31.
I would not have guessed that, but I'm thinking, wait, Tokyo, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So now what's the handicap for you going into these Olympics? Are they saying you're favorite or are you a long shot? What's your chances of meddling in the games this time?
My chances of meddling are whatever I believe them to be. Other people's perception is maybe they're not thinking about me so much because I'm still coming back from this injury that I had last year. But I believe that I can turn things around.
Yeah. You like being the underdog?
I do.
Yeah.
I do better when I'm the underdog.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold the U.S. women's record for the triple jump?
Not right now. I've held it three times, but I'm not holding it right now.
I asked you because they measure it in meters these days. When I was clicking around yesterday, watching old long jump videos. I was also a long jumper, by the way. Feel free to ask me about it after the show. And I did some triple jumping as well. But I don't know what it measures in feet and inches. And you said you thought that your feet and inches for the triple jump was 48.11?
I looked it up. It's 48.10.
48.10. Mm-hmm. Get your tape measure out at home and measure out 48.10 and then marvel and then try and make that in three consecutive.
Try to jump.
And you just try that.
You just give that a try.
So are you traveling with your family to the games then?
Yes, I have. A lot of my siblings are coming, my mother and my grandmother.
How many is that?
The ones that are actually coming, maybe like four.
How many siblings do you have?
10.
10.
And this is great because in Tokyo, that was not an option. She had to go by herself. Remember, we had the COVID games. She was out there by herself. This is the first time the athletes will be able to bring their family and friends. And
have the Team USA campus and everything.
What do you think about the air conditioning in France? We were talking about that earlier. Today is National Refrigeration Day. And the U.S. Olympic team got a little bad press when they said, we're bringing our air conditioners for our athletes.
Why would we get bad press because of that? That doesn't make sense.
Germany's doing it. Great Britain's doing it. Canada's doing it. If you're not doing it, your athletes are going to be sweating.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you're used to the French culture and evidently air conditioning or lack thereof, having mm-hmm. lived there for a while.
Yes, I didn't have anything like that there. But, you know, living in Greece, it's very hot, so I personally don't think I would have much of a problem, but I'm very happy that they're supplying us with AC.
How hard is it to hit your mark? Because when you're running down the runway, mm-hmm. You want to be as close to the edge of the board. If you go over it a millimeter, it's a foul.
Yes.
But if you give up too much, then it doesn't...
You're losing distance.
You're losing distance.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that to you?
I mean, we of course want to get as much as we can. And it's very like strategic on how we can make sure that we have everything, having our run memorized, you know? So that's actually something I've struggled with in the past, but it's been very good lately. So I'm excited about it.
Could you do it with your eyes closed?
No, I would run off the
road. I don't recommend it.
I was wondering that, though. I mean, if you memorize it and you do it enough times, I wonder if...
But it's this cadence of your steps, right? You need to get your steps.
Yes, there's a rhythm.
To run down the exact same way every time.
Exactly, with the exact same speed and acceleration.
And Tori Franklin, we are out of time. She is a triple jumper representing the United States in the Olympics in France.
And Chicago.
And
Downers Grove South, right?
Downers Grove South, represent. It's nice to have you in the studio. Congratulations in advance, not only for your past success, but for what you told us about mental health and the sort of intersection of the two. Well done.
Thank you so much. May I mention one thing real quick? We are hosting a series of events for my nonprofit this fall, and I would love for the city of Chicago to come out for the field day that we're throwing.
How do we find out about that?
The livehappyproject.org. Happy is spelled I-I, H-A-P-P-I-I.
We'll keep pushing that on the show today. Good luck to you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.